Hey, what's up, folks, and welcome to the Boss's Desk, where we look out for you, giving you the best in geek news and movie reviews. I'm your host for today, the Big Boss, and I'm here with my man, the Professor.
What's happening, y'all?
What is going on?
Yo, it's up front. Need everybody know that I've pulled myself away from Shadows of War long enough to help bring the news to them today.
So I know. The sacrifice.
They better be listening. Struggle is real at the moment. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, we got to talk about how that is probably on the next one, too.
Yeah.
I'm interested to hear that.
I mean, I just got started so far, and so far it's awesome. So it's like the last one. So I'm digging it so far.
Sweet. All right, well, today we got a couple movie news items we want to get out on the floor. You know, New York Comic Con just passed, so we got a couple of items coming in from there. Me and the Professor, we just got finished watching Blade Runner 2049, so we got a little review we're going to drop for you. Hopefully do a little spoiler-free review at the start of it, and then, you know, if we want to dig into it later, we'll see. But we'll always preface it with the spoiler review alert, so you know, hey, all right, it's time to stop the podcast. But we're going to have fun with it anyway, so let's go right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's dig right into it. So first thing up on my news item list is news coming that Coming to America 2 is in the works, and it's backed by Kenya Barris, who is a writer for Black-ish, one of my favorite shows on TV right now. He'll be actually helping create this and write this. And part of the news is that Eddie Murphy will be involved in it, too. But, you know, we're getting conflicting stories. Professor, I know you had like an article that you read about it, so, or an interview that you heard about it. So tell us about that.
So all I got is I was listening to an XM radio show called The Jim and Sam Show. It's Jim Norton and Sam Roberts. They had John Amos in this morning. John Amos, of course, in the first one, he played Mr. – I think it was McDougal, you know, the owner of the fake McDonald's, so to speak, and the father of the girl who ends up – you know, spoiler alert on Coming to America, really. The girl who ends up, you know, marrying Eddie Murphy. And he had asked him about it. His exact phrasing was, "I won't believe it till they show me the money."
Yeah.
So either they haven't asked him, or they may not be too far into it just yet. You know, you can't, like you were just saying when we were talking offline, you can't really have it without John Amos in the movie as the father, as
right.
McDougal, because he was just great.
Yeah, I can't see this. Like, I really can't see this without Eddie Murphy. Can't see this without Arsenio Hall. Can't see this without James Earl Jones and John Amos as well. I mean, the main cast. I mean, it's really, really the main cast. Like, you need everybody. Gonna need everybody. The only person who cannot come back is RIP is the mom.
True.
So, you know, I'm sure there will be a nod. I'm sure that will be a actual story point, which I think would pay like a decent homage to her.
Hey, as long as we get another Samuel L. Jackson cameo.
Oh my gosh.
How great would that be?
And he would do it too. I know he's
good absolutely for it. Would do it. Look, I love Sam L, but he'll do anything you put in front of him at this point.
He really will. Like, he's a fanboy. Like, you can't put it past him. He's a fanboy. Like, he loves this stuff as much as we do, so.
Truth.
He was like, at first it was just to put his daughters through college. Now he just caking.
Plus, look, we'll watch anything he's in anyway, so it don't really matter.
I know, right? So we're hearing that. So hopefully we'll get some more news on that, and we'll give you that as the story develops, and let you guys know what's going on with that. Like, I know with a lot of movies, when they're in this preliminary stage, you know, you hear about who signed on to create, and sometimes who's going to star. Generally, when it comes to sequels, it's about the main star. Are they coming on? Are they going to be involved? Those are the questions that we all want to know. So
right. As
long as we have, like, it looks like we have some creators going and they're working on something, that a script hasn't been penned is what it sounds like. I mean, I've been hearing conflicting articles that it is pinned. It hasn't been penned. So who knows? But this is all we have right now. So we'll let you know as this story develops. Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
So next in the news, so this story has been going back and forth the past couple of weeks in the news, or, you know, Instagram, depending on how you get your news. But apparently there's going to be a spinoff of Fast and the Furious starring The Rock and Jason Statham. as their characters in the Fast and the Furious franchise. Right. And it's set to open in 2019. Now, what this means is that Fast and the Furious 9 is going to get pushed back to 2020. So, you know, one cast member, Tyrese.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right?
has been very vocal in how he is not approving of this move by The Rock. Like, he thinks The Rock is just kind of just making this whole thing happen.
Yeah, he thinks The Rock's making it all about him, which is kind of funny, because isn't that kind of what Tyrese is doing at the exact same time that he's complaining about The Rock making
Sounds
it about him?
A whole lot like it.
Right? You know, this is the man who keeps posting Green Lantern things on his own social media, making people think that he's been signed on to play the Green Lantern.
Bro, that's what he you're wants never to do. Gonna get it.
No,
let it
not,
go.
Not gonna happen, my man. And look, like, we talked about this like a week ago. We were going back and forth. If there's one person in Hollywood right now that you do not want to try to go head to head with, it's The Rock.
It's The Rock.
I mean, Dwayne Johnson is everywhere. He's doing literally everything. And people love him.
Yeah, there are zeros that follow this man's name. Like, you add yes. him to a movie, you are guaranteed a blockbuster.
Yeah, oh yeah. A movie could suck, and 9 times out of 10, so, well, I shouldn't say 9 times out of 10, but I'll give him man 50-50 at this point. At least half his movies suck. But him being in him brings people to it.
Yeah.
And if you're going to do a movie with him and Jason Statham, you're going to get even more people, because people love Jason Statham as well.
Yep.
And you know it's just going to be a stupid action flick. It probably won't even really be a Fast and the Furious movie. It'll be like a straight up action flick between the two of them.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, like, when you think about it, I mean, this makes sense for the franchise. Like, I'm loving this idea, only in the fact that, you know, Fast and the Furious, as far as the stunts have been getting more and more ridiculous with each iteration of this film. And we're okay with it, because it's like, it's far-fetched. We look at these as like superheroes with no cape type of deal. So we expect ridiculousness. Like,
right.
The Rock kicked a torpedo the last movie. He kicked a torpedo. You know what I'm saying? So of course this man is going to get his own movie.
Oh my God. Look, I could say up front, I have never seen a single one of them, because I'm not a car guy, so I've never watched a single Fast and Furious movie. But that totally makes sense as to what it sounds like that franchise is headed towards.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a kick the torpedo.
He kicked the torpedo, bro. Like, no lie. It was awesome. It was ridiculous, but it was awesome.
Oh, my God.
So, like, this back and forth. Now, I have been just watching the one-sided. It was just, like, Tyrese making his comments, and we were kind of just trying to figure out what exactly was going on and how long they were going to keep this guy on the franchise, because he looked
right.
like he was getting ready to lose his job. But all that to say, The Rock comes out with this statement that basically just kind of just silences everything. So he just, yep. I mean, basically he says, like, hey, we're going forward. You know, I'm excited to be a part of this franchise, excited to be a part of this family. It's about brotherhood. I'm good with this, you know, and all the weak boys can just be quiet or something like that. He says something at the end of the whole thing, like silence.
He took his little shot. Yep. Well, look, my man last year made Vin Diesel back down. And it'll go back and forth between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know in what world Tyrese thinks that he's going to, you know, carry that torch and make, he's going to be the one who wins the argument. It's The Rock. I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
And like,
the guy's been famous for years, even before he started the movies. He's one of the biggest name wrestlers ever in the history of the WWE.
Yep.
As people's favorite. So he's just not going to win, sir. Just take, look, you're a handsome man, Mr. Gibson. I ain't going to take that away from you. Very handsome man. You can't act your way out of a wet paper sack, but you're a handsome man. Just, you need to just wait until the man calls you for Fast and Furious 9 and go, all right, I'm in, and call it a day. Because otherwise, you ain't going to win anything.
Yeah, because it's like, let's be for real. Like, you're not leading anybody's movie right now. Like,
no.
You're not. Nope. In the projects that you are on, you're all secondary supporting characters. It's
yep.
It's cool. Know your lane and drive in it. You know, if you want to keep maintaining these driving metaphors, stay in your lane.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
The perfect Perfect explanation.
So the question is going to be like moving forward is like, do you want to make this money or not? You know?
Yeah. So, is his character going to mysteriously die between Fast and Furious 8 and Fast and Furious 9?
Yeah.
Or, my God.
I mean, if he gets killed off of the Fast and the Furious franchise, that's, I mean, look, it's not like, you know, whoever the producers or showrunners, and I think Vin Diesel has a lot of pull in that franchise as far as that's concerned, because he owns the rights to a lot of those stories. But like, it's not like these are the end all do all in Hollywood. But like, if you get kicked off of Fast and the Furious, bro, like that's career ending.
Forget it.
Cause yeah. Like nobody's hiring you. Like he's a supporting actor right now, I think, on this show on Fox called Star. And like, he's like very secondary. You know what I'm saying? He's not in every episode. He's in some of the episodes. So it's like, yo, dude, just be grateful for the check you get. And like, I don't, you know, I mean, I'm not the type of person where like, if you work hard, you know, you do your thing, you know, get money. But it's like, yo, if you're struggling to try and find work on a regular basis and you're not as popping as you used to be, quiet. It's okay.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Well,
and because what it comes down to is Mr. Johnson has to turn around and go, it's me or him. And the movie studios are going to go, you know what? I think we know.
Red Wedding, Tyrese edition.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, look, have you watched Game of Thrones, Tyrese? Because we killed the, again, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched it by now, the guy who did all the advertising for the first season, that Sean Bean, yeah, he's dead before the end of the first season. Think about that for a second.
I'm still keeping hope alive.
Right? So, yeah. My man needs to just kind of be quiet.
Yeah.
Maybe try to get yourself back in the Transformer movies.
I know, right? Yeah.
Worried about going head-to-head with Dwayne Johnson.
I don't even think he was in the last one. I don't think he was either.
No, he wasn't. You know what? I saw it.
Yeah,
he was not.
See, you should have just been quiet, bro.
He really, really, really should.
So... we're looking forward to, well, I know I'm looking forward to this standalone movie. It's The Rock and Jason Statham, dude. Come on.
Look, yo, I have no clue what the history of the movies are. I would go see that just because of those two.
Yes. All
that's,
right.
That's for real.
We got another ticket for y'all.
That's right. Sold one.
Oh man. So on a more somber note, we'll move on to some Marvel news that we just heard. And, It sounds like from what we're hearing from everything from New York Comic Con, Punisher was supposed to be doing a showcase for New York Comic Con. They had pulled it because of everything that had went down in Las Vegas, the tragedies out there. So yeah. What we're hearing is that they're pushing Punisher back as a result of the massacre there. So they're pushing the release date back now. I think that they just pushed that item out of New York Comic Con. I don't think that they're going to slow down the release date at all. And the kind of like flexibility that they have right now is because they never gave us a release date. They gave us a release year.
Right.
So they're never going to, I don't think they're going to not showcase it in 2017. They really are. I think I kind of agree with the professor where they're going to release it the same day that they release Justice League. And I think if that's the case, they're still going to release it at that date. So, but it's just like, I think it was a very aware move that they made to kind of move it out of New York Comic Con, and just, they've already garnered the hype. They don't have to really worry about doing it again. So they wanted to kind of be sensitive to the tragedies. And I definitely understand that, and I can vibe with it.
I can understand that. I mean, I saw some reports, people saying they were going to push it back to 2018. I think that might be a bit much if they're really going to think about doing that. You know, not that it's, look, obviously everything was horrible what happened out there, and I can see where they're trying to relate the two, but I think pushing out that far might be a little overdoing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because, you know, the two aren't related. I get why you would pull it because of the action and the violence and the gun violence that's going to be in the actual TV show, but it's not really related to the incident that happened out there. So I think the need to push it out to another year, I think, seems maybe to be unnecessary.
Yeah.
And maybe that's heartless, but that's just kind of my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just think it's more of a realistic kind of perspective that we have on. I know sometimes they release things, they take their time in releasing things because of, you know, tragic events that may happen.
Sure.
But I think that the way that they've set up the advertisement for this, they can release it at the date that they originally scheduled, because it wasn't something, because a lot of people thought that basically what they were going to do was come to New York Comic Con and say, "Hey, Punisher's out this weekend." I didn't think that that was going to be the release date anyway.
Yeah, I don't think they would have just dropped it, because the Comic Con was what, Thursday? I don't think
Yeah.
they would have said, "Hey, it's coming out tomorrow." I think that would have been very un-Marvel-like.
Yeah. So I think that they're still going to, because, you know, when you really think about it, November 17th still gives a month to really look at things and, you know, deal with the tragedy that happened and pay respects and things like that, and
Right.
gives it enough time for it to air out, and then, you know, they to release this. So I think if anything, if worst case scenario, it won't be exactly the 17th. So it'll be like somewhere in later November, but I don't see it being released in 2018. I don't see it being pushed back that far.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
And part of it, you know, is going to sound, again, heartless, but I think part of it is also going to be pushing it back too far is going to mess with their timelines.
Right.
That they've already got prepped for other things, and they're not, companies are still companies, corporations are still corporations. They still need to move forward no matter what happens, you know, tomorrow. So moving it back would mess with their timelines and possibly screw up some of their other release schedules. So I don't think they're going to move it back. I think, like we said, I think it's going to go with what it was originally gone for. I think they're just saying they pulled it from the Comic-Con, because that does make sense to pull that, you know, for the timing that it has right now.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so next on the list, let's talk about some trailers. Let's talk about some trailers that's coming out, and what we expect to see from that and how that's going to go down. So first up, the first news item that I got is that there's going to be a new Black Panther trailer coming soon. We don't have a specific date, so we're looking forward to that, and, you know, whenever it's going to come out.
Surprised that that's the one on the top of your trailers list.
Yeah, I mean, come on, you know, it's the Black Panther. Like, I'm so hyped for this movie. Like, you don't understand. Like, I just
You've
need
been
this
hyped for
movie
this movie for 2 years
for
now.
2 years. I made the promise. The promise when we first got the news that I was never going to change my profile picture from anything other than Black Panther until this movie came out. So it has been, 2 years straight Black Panther profile pics
Yep.
all day.
Yeah, it certainly has been.
So I am indeed excited for this one. For New York Comic Con, we got a couple trailers that came out during the convention. First up is the new Justice League trailer.
Right.
So that came out on Sunday, and we got to see that. It was a little hero showcase. Got to see a few more stills within the movie. What to look forward to. I can't remember the name of the creatures, the creatures that are
The parademons.
parademons. Yeah. We got a little bit more of them. We got to actually see somebody in the trailer get turned into a parademon, so it was more of a look at the invasion aspect of all of
Right.
this.
And we got our first look, actually first look at Superman being back in the movie again.
So
Sort
we
of.
got to see Cavill a little bit, and it was basically just a dream sequence is what it looked like.
Yeah, it
So
was hard to tell whether it was a
yeah.
dream sequence or a flashback. I guess it wouldn't have been a flashback, because he says, I guess that means yes. And she
Yeah.
didn't, you know, as far as the ring, and she didn't get that till the end of the movie, the last movie. So
Right.
dream sequence would make sense.
Yeah. So that would make sense as far as that is concerned, but at least we get to see Cavill again as Clark Kent. He's going to be in the movie, so it's not like something that's going to be unexpected when we do see him.
Right. And I have to admit, the more I see him in the more trailers, the more I think I am going to actually like Ezra Miller. I don't haven't liked him in anything I've really seen him in up to date. He was okay in what's the Potter spinoff? Oh,
Oh,
Magnificent Beasts.
Fantastic Beasts.
Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah.
Fantastic Beasts. He wasn't bad in that.
Yeah, he was creepy. He was creepy as
But
all get out in that one.
definitely.
Yeah.
But in some of the other stuff I've seen him in, I haven't really necessarily been a big fan. So I was really concerned with him coming in, plus how much I really enjoy Grant Gustin,
Yeah.
as is Gustin or Gustinson? I think it's Gustin, right?
Yeah, it's Gustin. Yeah.
As the Flash comes back tonight, gonna be watching that.
Yes, sir.
So I, as big a fan as I am of him on the show, I really do still think it would have been better to have him in the movie. But the more I see from Miller in the trailers, the more he does kind of have that same quirkiness Gustin has, and that more of almost nerdiness, that you kind of expect a little bit of the Flash to be. So I'm thinking he's growing on me pretty quickly. I'm kind of surprised. I'm kind of glad to see that.
Yeah, like it's fun because you get to see like the real childish aspects of him like in this trailer. Like that bat signal scene was just hilarious to me. It's just
Yeah.
like, yo, dude, like you act like you've been here, act like you've been to the
Well, and I gotta, on the same token, I gotta be honest. I think the more I see, the more I don't really like Momoa as Aquaman, because it's really
big
more
show.
of
Yeah,
a.
it's not. It feels like, and I want to go almost to a character that I know that you love, but I know that he kind of fits closer to a Lobo type character. Like that's how he
100%.
feels. Yeah.
100%. Yeah, he doesn't feel like a regal king of Atlantis, or even, I think, like later on in some of the DCs, again, I don't know it as well, like a fallen king of Atlantis.
Yeah.
He really does feel like a Lobo, type of character, which he would slaughter that role for that
Oh,
character. He
yeah.
would be 100% amazing. But again, my all-time dream casting would be to cast him as Kraven the Hunter, but that's never going to happen anyway. But I don't. I'm not a big fan of the interpretation. I like him as an actor in general.
Right.
Not a big fan of that particular Aquaman interpretation. Hopefully the
Yeah.
movie will change my mind a little bit, but I won't know until I see it in, what, a month at this point.
Yeah. And that's the thing, like Momoa has this kind of like presence when he's on screen. Like you automatically like what he's doing. It doesn't matter. It 9 times out of 10, it doesn't matter like what he's doing. It's just like, ah man, I'm just glad to see Momoa in the role. Like he's killing it. He's making me like this character type. But it's not, the Aquaman that you're expecting. I feel like
Right.
this is like in the same vein of what happened with Lex Luthor. Like we didn't want that kind of characterization for Lex in the cinematic
Right.
universe. I was really kind of hoping for The Social Network. I was expecting a Mark Zuckerberg type of Lex. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And didn't get that at all. So I'm hoping that even though Momoa doesn't really come is not really coming off like the classic Aquaman that I'm used to, I can still get down with the down with the story, because I mean he does have some really good moments in the trailer. It's funny, it's definitely action oriented, but I will it's to be seen. It's still to be seen whether or not this will be something I can get down with.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
Yeah,
I feel the same way.
yeah. So Pacific Rim released their sequel trailer. It's going to be called Pacific Rim Uprising, and
Right.
I'm looking forward to this. It looks good. I thought it was interesting where they took the story as far as Pentecost, in the first movie played by Idris Elba. It looks like he's not here. I can assume probably that he's dead. And his son is the focus in this film, because that's what it looks like. That's what I gather from the trailer.
That's kind of what it felt like for me too. Yeah, I saw it before Blade Runner. This is the first time I had seen it. It was before Blade Runner the other day, and it kind of gave me that feeling as well that Alba's character is gone. It may be either he died in combat or maybe years in the future and he just died naturally, but it looks like he's definitely not around anymore. Kind of like Will Smith in ID2 or whatever they called Independence Day for the sequel.
Yeah.
That he's just not going to be around anymore, and that probably Boyega's character is probably his son.
Yeah. And then, I mean, Boyega's definitely he's a star on the rise. I mean, people are really liking what he's doing in Star Wars. I'm loving what he's doing in Star Wars. I just
Sure.
like the kid. All his work is awesome. So, I mean, I'm definitely with this. And he looks passionate. He looks like a character that I can really get into in this story as far as Pacific Rim is concerned. So I'm looking forward to what they produce. We get to see a lot of familiar faces, a lot of new faces. So I'd be interested to see how it turns out.
I'm kind of confused from the trailer as to what exactly is going on, because I mean, I don't remember the first one all that well, but I remember the first one's basically about the Jaegers fighting the beasties.
Yeah.
This one, you do see a lot of Jaeger versus Jaeger kind of action. The Jaegers, what the robots are called, right? I get that
Yeah,
right?
the
Okay.
Jaegers are what the and I can't remember what the demons are called.
I don't remember either. But it's like there's a lot of Jaeger versus Jaeger in this trailer that you
Kaiju.
see.
Kaiju.
Kaiju, thank you. Excellent.
Yes.
So I don't know exactly what the whole story is going to be here, whether parts of the world have split off against each other now and they're fighting each other as well as the Kaiju or what, but you know, there's some of that, and then the end of the trailer is there's four different Kaiju from clearly four different parts of the world all fighting together, Kaiju. Jaeger fighting together against the Kaiju. So I don't know exactly what to think of it. It looks cool so far, but I can't really tell exactly where it's headed.
Yeah. Right. So, last on the list, and definitely not the least, this lasts for a reason.
No.
This Star Wars trailer that just released on, was it yesterday? Or was
Was
it, yeah,
yesterday.
it
It was
was
last
yesterday.
night, halftime of the football game. Yep, it
Yeah.
was last night.
Oh, man.
It's
So,
pretty impressive.
yeah. So, I got my ticket. I just didn't know what to do.
Yeah, I'm not sure when I'm going to catch it. That's one of those. I mean, we all know I like to go on a, like a Friday first thing in the morning when there's not going to be anybody in the theater.
Yeah.
That's not one of those where that's going to be an available option. So,
No, that's going to be sold out all
yeah.
weekend.
And the last time I tried to do that, I ended up sitting next to some woman who stared at her cell phone the entire movie, and I wanted to bust her cell phone against the floor.
Oh my, the disrespect.
Oh, dude, I was so mad. I'm not even going to get the whole story. It takes too long, but. I was so heated at this woman. It was just like, put the thing away now. And she still wouldn't do it. So whatever. Anyway. So of course I'm going to say it. It's just a matter of, am I going to go opening weekend? Am I going to wait? I'm not sure just yet. We'll have to wait and find out.
Right. Yeah, man. So I mean, what caught you the most in this trailer? I think it was a couple of
So
things for me, so I want to hear what you got to say first, though.
couple little quick things for me. I mean, I went in because I read the article where Ryan Johnson came out ahead of time and said there's a major spoiler in the trailer if you watch it, so be prepared. Of course, then apparently the day after it comes out, he comes out, he says there's no spoiler in the trailer. Go watch it, go watch it, go watch it. There's definitely, okay, look, let's get this out ahead of time. If you're one of those people who doesn't watch the trailers because you want to wait for the movie to come out, probably stop listening at least to this point right now, or fast forward a little bit, because we're going to talk a little bit about the trailer, and it's in the trailer, so it's not really a spoiler per se.
Right.
But I know some people refuse to watch the trailers until the movie comes out, so just getting that out ahead of time. So very clearly, to me in the trailer, we're going to see the death of Princess Leia. Now, we kind of know that was coming. Obviously, Carrie Fisher has already passed, so they can't really continue with her. But the trailer very much shows you that at some point, or gives you the feeling at some point, Kylo Ren is attacking whatever ship she's on and blows it up with her in it. So it looks as if he's going to have killed both of his parents.
Wow, yeah.
So that could potentially have been the spoiler he was talking about.
Right.
I saw it as something different because I
Right.
think for me, reading all the things reading and knowing that she's passed away, I kind of got the assumption that she was probably going to die in the movie at some point anyway. So that really didn't say too much to me. To me, the most telling part is where Luke is with Rey and the ground cracks, and all of a sudden they show him and he says, I haven't seen power, or the first time I saw power like this, I didn't let it scare me, or something like that. Now that I'm seeing it again, it scares me to death. However, I forget the exact wording that he uses. But as he's saying that in the trailer, you know, when he says the first time I saw it, they're showing what looks like his old Jedi temple being burned to the ground, which I kind of assume was when what happened to him when he went off into hiding,
Right.
which, you know, most of us know was done pretty much by Ren and the Knights of Ren and Phasma and those people. So to me, that says that he saw the power in Ren. And that's when it should have scared him, and it didn't. Now he sees the same power in Rey, and it does scare him. And the thing, the running theme with Star Wars has always been people in the family tend to have the same strength in the Force. So I think they're leaning towards saying that the two of them are brother and sister. Like the comics have always said, Han and Leia had twins. So I think that the point now, whether this is true or not, it's totally speculation. Obviously, I have no idea. But I think it's going to turn out that Ren and Rey are brother and sister. Maybe not necessarily twins, but I think it's going to come out somehow that they're brother and sister.
Right.
That's the feeling that I get.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I thought the trailer was amazing. It was good enough where it doesn't really give a whole lot away, but it lets you see enough to really get you more and more excited for it. I do think the little Porg thing was probably a little silly, and I'm hoping we're not going to see a whole ton of those, those type of moments in the movie, because yeah, they're quick, good comic relief, but at the same time,
Oh God, it's Jar Jar all over again.
yes, I was going to say, part of what killed the first set of movies is throwing in the little, stuff for kids that they thought was going to be so great, and everybody hated them. So, you hope it doesn't kind of overtake and happen too often in the movie, but. If it's that one quick scene, that's fine. No, I'll look at that.
And I don't know. I mean, like, even though, like, I could see the uniqueness of the Porg creature, I've seen other stills. Like, I've seen pop vinyls of the Porg creature, and I'm like, this is kind of lazy. It felt lazy to me.
It is kind of a little bit in that.
So it's like the thing is like I want to say the head of a mole type thing, or a mole or a badger, and then it has like wings like a hawk or whatever, and talons basically like a bird. So it's like bird wings, bird feet, and then it looks like kind of like a mole.
Yeah, it's a really weird kind of. I was thinking it looked like a gerbil with its ears cut off, standing on its hind legs. Yeah, they're a little bizarre. Now, I obviously, look, there's no getting around the fact these are made for the kids who are going to be watching the movies.
Right.
There's
Merchandising.
going to be merchandising. There's going to be, and there already are, stuffed animals and all sorts of stuff all over the place with these things on them. How they fit into the movie is where I think it gets kind of important to find out, is it just merchandising or are these things actually going to play some kind of role?
So you saw him with Chewie, so like that back and forth should prove to be interesting. I mean, I was just fine with Chewie. I was also fine with R2 and C-3PO, but it's just it's whatever.
It is what it is at this point. Yeah.
But there was definitely an interesting part where Rey's like looking up at Ren, or like not even like the way that they cut the scene, it makes it look like she's like, I can't do this on my own.
Right.
And she reaches out to him, and he basically takes her by the hand type of thing. So
So it's funny. I was watching. So Kevin Smith always does, when he watches a big time trailer like that, he'll post a video of himself watching the trailer. Like the whatever he's watching it on is behind the camera and the camera's focused on his face. And he'll, kind of talk about the trailer as he's watching it. He got to that point. It was very funny. He said, "You can't fool me. I've done too many of these. I know that's not the same scene. There's fire behind Ren. There's no fire behind Rey. Two different scenes come together to make it look, more sympathetic. You can't fool me with that." So he caught it that quick. I would tend to think he's probably right.
That's what I was thinking. It was like I thought it was just the way that they cut it, but I thought it was cool how they were trying to throw us off a little bit. So,
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But I would bet that that's a scene between her and Luke, if anything.
But I can't wait to catch up with these characters, see what they've been up to in between the previous one and this one, to see what's going on. But this trailer has got me all in. I'm ready.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
So, next on the news item list, got news of a new superhero type story that's being developed for Netflix. It's in an adaptation of it's an adaptation of an indie comic that I've kind of been interested in past couple years, called Raising Dion. And basically it's the story of basically a young child being raised by his mom, single mom, and he has these abilities to which extent she doesn't know. So she's trying to raise this child and also kind of train him in his abilities, train him how to control his abilities and all of that. But they're being chased by these government agents. So it'll be interesting to see this unfold. Michael B. Jordan is definitely he's supporting the creation of this story. So he's backing it as a producer, but he's also going to be in there. And he's playing the young kid's deceased father. So there's for some reason, for some reason, his father was killed, and now his mom is left to raise this child alone. And so we kind of watch her raise this child and watch him develop his abilities. So it sounds interesting. I'm definitely in, because I've been kind of hoping that this would get backed and adapted into like a full screenplay. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with it, so I was going to let you run on that one. But it sounds interesting. I'll definitely have to check it out.
Yeah, man. I'm definitely interested in a lot of the work that Michael B. Jordan's got going on. Over the next couple of months, next couple of years, I mean, including Black Panther, obviously, but he's working on a Netflix movie, an adaptation of Fahrenheit 451. So it's some interesting things coming out on the table from him. So it was cool to hear that he's going to be taking a more behind the scenes approach to this film. So that'll be cool to see. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
Next up on the list. Now, I've been hearing conflicting reports, so we'll go with this as, you know, basically hearsay, and we'll see what happens as it develops. But there's supposed to be a sequel to Lucy that has been confirmed and is in the works. I've also heard reports that it's not in the works.
Right.
What do you think, Professor?
I mean, who do you know who to believe anymore? You know what I mean? Like, one day we get them saying, yeah, it's coming. And the next day we get, no, it's not. So, you know, it's hard to know, because the like you and I were talking beforehand, you saw and you had a link to an article that says it's definitely coming. It's been written, blah, blah, blah. And I've got a link to an article that says Luc Besson, or however you pronounce his name, says, I don't know what they're talking about. I haven't written a damn thing for this yet. So, you know, it's hard to say. Yeah. I mean, having seen the first one the one time, I didn't think it was terrible. I didn't think it was great, but I didn't think it was terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know how you would do a sequel.
Yeah, I definitely don't think this movie is like warranting a sequel. It's not like crying out for a conclusion to this story. I mean, it was pretty.
No, it was pretty well concluded. Yeah. I think the first time.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see where they take it, and if they're going to get Scarlett Johansson to come back in this thing. If this actually gets greenlit, so I don't know. We'll let you know as we learn more stuff.
I would go out on a limb and say if they do greenlight a Lucy 2, she's not going to be anywhere near it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's probably something she's not going to want to do anymore.
Right. Yeah. So in lighter news, I mean, or darker, depending on how you want to see it, Constantine is saved.
Yes.
We did it, guys. We all came together and we poured out this positive energy and they brought Constantine back. It's not exactly how we wanted it to come back, but it's something. And there's potential. Yeah. So Constantine's coming back and it'll be returning as an animated series to the CW on their CW Seed streaming app. They debuted it at New York Comic Con. I watched the trailer. I watched a look inside, and gosh, it looks incredible. Like, I know that there's more that you can do because it's in an animated format. So I'm definitely interested in how this is going to turn out.
I mean, I'm one of the people who actually really, really enjoyed the TV show. Mm-hmm. I know it took a little while to get into.
Yeah.
But, no, that's all right. I'm willing to stick with shows that I'm interested enough in for it to start kicking in. Because for me, the guy was perfect.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, Matt Ryan, not the quarterback, the actor, is was just so good as that character. Like, I know we have friends who thought Keanu Reeves was great. And look, Keanu Reeves' Constantine movie is one of those fun movies that I'll watch anytime it's on TV or anytime I feel like pulling it out. Because it's a fun movie.
Right.
He's not a real accurate representation of Constantine.
Nah.
The actual Constantine from the comics. First off, the guy's British. Secondly, the guy's blonde. You know, so he wasn't really a true solid representation, but he was decent. Matt Ryan, however, looks like he peeled him off the page and put him on the screen and made Constantine. So, you know, I think the unfortunate part for the TV show was that it was on network television. I think had that been like a Netflix show or an HBO show or something like that, where you could have really cut it loose, let him have like the actual language and stuff that Constantine uses and the way it really works, I think it would have been amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Even a movie, I think, with this guy would be fantastic. But, you know, what we get now is a start. You know, we got the animated series. He's going to pop up. I think it was in Supergirl or Flash this year. Or no, Legends of Tomorrow.
Legends of Tomorrow.
He's going to pop up in Legends of Tomorrow. I think maybe even as part of the crossover. So I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but anything we can get to kind of bring him back into the fold, I think makes it worthwhile.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, yeah, this is definitely good news. I mean, like you said, like the Keanu Reeves one, it's fun to watch. But if you know the source material, you know it just didn't fit. I mean, bright side is they got the smoking right. They got the smoking right, at least.
Well, that's true. Yes, I'll give him that. I'll give him that for sure.
Yeah, because that was one thing that they were struggling with in the series was whether or not they were going to have him smoke on TV, the roles and everything, blase, blase.
Yeah, the only time you ever saw him was when he was putting it out or if he was throwing it away. You never actually saw him smoking it on screen.
Yeah. So this will be good because we clearly got to see him smoking in this animated short that they did.
Oh, yes.
So this is going to be a fun time. We already got a preview kind of to the animated version of Constantine. If you guys checked out the animated movie, what is it? Justice League Dark.
Justice League Dark.
Yeah, Justice League Dark gave us a little intro into the Constantine animated character in his universe. So I don't know if they're still going to follow that universe or if they're going to just keep moving forward with their own story arc. So we'll see as it moves forward, but I'm definitely down with this series. They're playing it as a horror. So it'll be good to watch. Definitely. Keeping in the same vein of horror comic books. Todd McFarlane gives a little update on the Spawn film. So we've been hearing news over the past couple of months, maybe a year or more, about Todd McFarlane trying his hand at recreating this Spawn movie and this Spawn franchise. He always felt like the original was kind of like out of place. It was ahead of its time. So he wants to take this chance to do it. And now he's doing it himself. He's stepping in the director's chair. So we'll get to see him do his thing. He wants to play this as a rated R horror film. No origin stories told here. Because the people that he's gearing to watch this film are going to be fans of the franchise. They've already seen the original or they read the comics or anything like that. He's basically like, hey, if you want to see the origin, check out the HBO series or check out the original film. The HBO series. Wow.
Was so good. I have the DVDs here because that HBO series was ridiculous.
Yeah,
I'm so upset they never actually finished that.
Yeah,
because it was an animated series, but it was spectacular. It was so well done. It was so good. I really wish they would have gone back. There was rumor for a little while they were going to go back and bring it back again, but they never did, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to see, you know, what it's going to be. You know, if he's the one taking charge, I'm pretty sure he was the one who was in charge of the animated series.
Yeah.
So. And he's enough of a weirdo to be able to make a really good horror movie. So yeah. I'll definitely be looking forward to that.
Yeah, he knows.
I know he's working on something also with Kevin Smith in the Spawn universe. Something I think it's based on the two cops, Twitch and whatever the other guy's name was. I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
So the two of them are supposed to be working on something like that. I haven't heard too much about it lately. I know it bounced around for a little while, and you've kind of seen some pictures of Smith and McFarlane together lately at New York Comic Con. They were catching up, so. I don't know if that's still in the works or not, but I know they were talking about that pretty hard for a little while, that the two of them were going to be working on the series based on those two characters.
Yeah.
How that works as far as Spawn goes, I don't know, but that could also be not far behind it. But you know, definitely would love to see a nice up-to-date Spawn film with like the CGI and things that you can do nowadays. You know, the old Spawn is another one of those. It's not a good movie, but it's a fun movie to sit and watch, even though I'm not a big John Leguizamo fan. It's a fun movie to sit and watch. So it wasn't completely horrible, but it wasn't, I don't know that it was a really great representation of the character anyway.
Yeah.
But what you could do now, it would be ridiculous. Oh, so yeah. I definitely can't wait to see that.
Oh yeah. And I'm like already kind of like playing with some casting ideas. Cause I kind of just saw, I've been seeing Michael K. Williams a lot. So I think he would be a legit Spawn.
Yeah, he would.
He would bring a sort of gravitas to that movie that would make it top tier, definitely. So,
I'd be all right with a little Omar playing Spawn. I'd be good with that.
yeah, definitely, man. We'll let you know any more updates as we get them. But that's it for the news. So let's move on to a little movie review. Me and the professor, we just came off of a good weekend of watching Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah,
So
buddy.
we're gonna just talk a little bit about it. Try not to give too many spoil. Try not to give any spoilers. If we do, we'll have a section at the end. But I think this is the type of movie that you don't really want to spoil. You want to just kind of tell the review as it is. So we'll let you have it. So,
Yeah, we got to be a little careful what we go through because some of the stuff would be very obviously spoiler worthy. But we can kind of do our best to kind of work around that, I think.
So first off, I mean, we all know this is basically a follow-up. Literally 30 years later, from the original, at least in the movie timeline, because the original movie was 2019, November 2019, and so this is 2049, so it's 30 years later, and we're following this character K, and he's doing his thing. Like it's a pretty, like I love the rich, like artistic shots that the movie showcased. Like there are a lot of scenes in this movie where you could basically take that still and hang it on your wall. Like this movie was beautiful.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So, if you're definitely into the visual aspects of cinema and you want to watch a film that's just like visually stunning, like I remember Mad Max was like that. Mad Max was visually epic. So something, if you like a film like that, this one is definitely worth a look, 'cause I loved it. I loved it. I like the characters. The story is great. There's big twists and turns. You don't know where you're going. I mean, it's pretty confusing if you don't have the context. So I do encourage you to watch the original before you watch
Oh,
this.
yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, I think it's a solid film. I think it's a solid film. Watching it, you can kind of have a good time if you haven't seen the original. But so, Professor, you said you didn't, earlier we were talking, you said you didn't get a chance to watch the original before you saw it. You've seen it before, but you just didn't get the refresher.
I have seen it. It's been a very, very long time, and I made the mistake of not, well, I shouldn't call it a mistake. For me personally, I think it was a mistake of not going back and rewatching the original before going to see the new one, because I think it probably would have helped me to make for me to make a little bit more sense for certain things. Some of the movie, I'll say up front, I enjoyed the movie. I did. I didn't love it, but I enjoyed it. I think in order for me to love it, I'd have to go watch the first one again, then go watch the second one a second time. Part of the thing with this movie is very much like the first one, is it's very dark, and I don't mean thematically, it's dark visually. Like it's hard to see a lot of things in a lot of areas, and that lends to the movie because it's one of those dark future world kind of movies where while there's neon lights and stuff all over the place, other parts of the world are completely in the dark because there was an episode called The Blackout, that took all kinds of things out. So, it can be hard to follow in certain scenes because it's so dark. But like you said, when you can see and when everything's bright and lit, visually the movie is stunning. Even in some of the, wasteland type scenes that you come across, even those areas, even though they're meant to be, like nuclear fallout type looking areas, the design of them and the feel of them is perfect for the scenes that they're in. They're very dreary, very dark, very bring you that feel of, put you in that exact time and that exact place just by the way you see trash all over the place or buildings burnt down to, the ground and falling apart, and really pulls you into that particular, area of how they're trying to make you feel for that scene. It does it very well. The story was good. I mean, I can't say that it's not, because it was a good story. And like you said, there is a great twist. There's a couple good twists that lead through. I thought, what's his name? The lead, I always forget his name.
Oh, Ryan Gosling?
Ryan Gosling, I thought he was very good. I thought Jared Leto was very good, and I'm not usually a fan of his.
But he was solid in this.
I'll never put the white face on again. I mean, he was very good, and he's very creepy. And you know, try to figure out if I guess the assumption is he's blind throughout the movie. It's hard to tell. Like, I can't, I mean, because the eyes, and you see the eyes, it's not really a spoiler. You see the eyes in the trailers, that his eyes are kind of that white, opaque
Cataract.
cataract look to him. So you assume he's kind of blind, and you really can't tell by the way he moves. Actually, you kind of can. I should take that back. You can kind of tell the way he moves in the movie. He does very well to not look and focus on anyone and kind of look around the room, you know, when he's trying to, you know, when he's speaking, you know, doesn't focus on one area like, you know, some people with sight tend to be, what people with sight tend to be able to do. People who don't have sight, you know, their eyes kind of wander around because they can't see, so they don't know, they're not focusing on something. So he's very good at that, and he's very creepy. The girl who plays his what do they call her? Love, not love.
His like AI kind of
His
like.
secretary, kind of. No, not Ryan Gosling's Jared Leto's secretary. I just had it up. What is her name? Let me pull this up real quick.
Yeah, I can't remember the actress's name, but I know the character's name was like Love or something.
It was Love or was it? Yes, it was Love, LUV. She was very good. She was very creepy. Robin Wright is very good in the movie, playing the police chief lieutenant. She's very good. So the casting was done very well. You know, Harrison Ford is Harrison Ford. You know, he's going to be pretty much, you know, the man in anything you put him in. Every once in a while, there's a little bit of a stumble, but, you know, it's Harrison Ford. So he was very good. So it's a good movie overall. It did lose me in a couple places here and there, just because some of the story kind of twists to parts where I was just confused as to what exactly was happening. But like I said, I think if I go back and watch the first one again and then go watch the second one for a second time, I think it'll be a lot better. I think it'll make, for me, I think it'll make a lot more sense.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely going to agree with you on that. And I think for both of us, the verdict is pretty much like, yes, go see this film. Definitely go see this film. I mean, and I would even encourage seeing it in a special format if you want, you know what I'm saying? But I think you need to, if you're going to see it in context. So watch the original. There's also like a there's also an anime kind of like anime storyline that's out that takes place in between the first one and the second one. So it fills in that gap, fills in that storyline. So that may help with some of the context too. So I think I'm going to go back. I'm going to rewatch the first one again. I watched the first one the first time, but I don't think I was really paying attention as well as I could have. So I think I'm going to go back and watch the first one, and I'm going to watch this anime, and then I'm going to go check it out in theaters again and see really what it is that I thought about it.
Yeah. And I will say too, I mean, you mentioned it briefly before, that the AI that is with Gosling's character K, she's very good. She really does make you feel like she's an AI that doesn't, you know, technically doesn't really exist, but at the same time, she really makes you feel like she does. You know, it's weird. You know she doesn't, and you see those little bits here and there, like maybe like a quick glitch in her program or something, or you know, you can faintly see through her kind of the entire movie, but she's a very real character in the movie. She was very, very good. I liked her a lot.
And I think she helped tell the type of story that they wanted to tell with Blade Runner, because I mean the movie the whole time is kind of like questioning what it is to be human, you know what I'm saying? So it's like as you watch it, like you watch these characters who shouldn't be human but are human, and then these characters that should be human but aren't human. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like it really does play with that idea and that notion, and it does it really well. It's like when you're
Yeah,
not
absolutely.
confused.
Well, the only other thing that I think, I guess, kind of bugged me a little bit, and it might be silly, but the rumor was always that this movie is going to answer the final question, that age-old question: is he or isn't he a replicant? Is Deckard a human? Is Deckard a replicant? You know, this is going to tell you the truth. Well, it doesn't really. It still kind of leaves you at the end going, I don't know what he is. You know, you just don't know. You know, you lean one direction or the other, I think, based on what you see, but there's never anything that comes out and says, yes, he is, no, he's not. You know, so that kind of, I guess, annoyed me, even though I understand why they would leave that up in the air.
Yeah.
It kind of annoyed me that there was a lot of a, this is going to answer the question for you, and then it doesn't really answer the question.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, that's, I mean, that's pretty much it. So, I mean, so I feel like the consensus here is just like, yeah, go, definitely go check it out, but you want to check it out and consent it with context, and you want to, you want to like, at least be ready for the fact that you're not going to get that question answered.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, you know, for me personally, I would say watch the first one first if you've never seen the first one, because the second one will make a lot more sense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, as to what you're saying, if you do, because, yeah, it can be a tough movie to follow if you don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well. Well, that's it for us here at the Boss's Desk. If you're tuning in for the first time, don't forget to follow us on all of those various social media outlets. We're on Facebook. You can search for us under the Boss's Desk, on Twitter at the Boss's Desk. We're on YouTube, the Boss's Desk as well. That's where some of our podcasts are housed, but we'll probably just focus on using that for video blogs or any type of events that we go to in the future. But now you can find the Boss's Desk on iTunes and Google Play. Our podcasts are getting updated. Every time we do one, you'll see one pop right over there. So you can subscribe to that as well. And you can get these updates on a regular basis. And you know, follow us and tune in. We also have a section that we want to start doing called questions from the Boss Fam. So, you know, if you have any questions about anything you heard in the show or in the news, in movie news or geek news, and you want us to talk about it, send us your questions. You can send us your questions on Twitter. Just tweet us at the Boss's Desk, or you can send us an email at questions@thebossesdesk.com. With any questions you share, there may be an opportunity that we'll answer them on air and give you a shout out. So that's it for us here at the Boss's Desk, and we'll catch you this weekend. There's a couple movies coming out. What do we got? The Foreigner coming out, and something else coming out that I was interested in. I can't remember.
I didn't remember The Foreigner was coming out this weekend. I'll try to remember that.
The Foreigner's definitely. Oh, and Marshall. Marshall's coming out with King T'Challa himself, Chadwick Boseman. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, I'm going to go see that movie. That man has me for the rest of his career. I just need you.
Of course he does.
Just understand this. Just understand this. I will be there in every movie that he makes. So,
if he ever comes across that actor, my man will drop to a knee and call him my king.
Yes.
I already know what will happen. My man be like, what the fuck is that?
It's like, security.
Yo, bro. My man, get up. Like, what are you doing? Get
up. I'm sorry. I got caught up in the moment. I just got so, excuse me.
Now stop hugging me, and let's move on.
Oh, man. But, yeah, so, you know, we'll update you guys, and we'll hopefully get out a new news release this coming Sunday, and we'll get out some reviews for you as well for Marshall and for The Foreigner. So, yeah, that's it for us here at the Boss's Desk, and we'll catch you later, guys. Peace.
See you.